This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Chumba. Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Bitchin', right?
Yeah, bitchin'. Do you come here a lot?
Yeah. Will does not.
No.
But I go to parties here. It's a big party place. Oh, I forgot. You need socks.
Oh, shit.
They sell them at the counter.
Oh, okay.
How'd you forget about the socks? I mean, since you come here all the time.
I don't know, I just forgot.
Right. Why do you keep lying?
What?
Why do you keep lying to Mike?
I'm not lying.
You're not. You're friends with Angela and Stacy, and you come to parties here?
I have been to a party.
For mom's work, that's not what you imply. I don't think Mike's gonna like that you're lying to him. And he doesn't deserve that. And when he finds out, he's gonna be mad.
Okay, so I asked for vomit green and I got vomit green. Isn't that awesome?
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together forever, we're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back, finally, to another episode of Stranger Things Forever. And when I said forever, I didn't mean it was going to be forever until you got another episode. Now, I've been back for some book club episodes, and I've been back to talk about the episode titles for Stranger Things 5, but it's been over 2 months since I've been here to talk to you about Stranger Things Forever, and we've gone through it. I told you that part of it was busyness, part of it was I had a minor surgery, and part of it was just kind of laziness. I think that is the perfect mixture for why a podcast doesn't get done for 2 months. So here I am back finally. I don't want to waste any of your time. I don't want to waste any of my time. I don't want to waste any more time not talking about Vecna's Curse, Episode 2, Stranger Things 4. Let's get right into it. This is Chapter 3, Part 3, minutes 20 to 30, where we left off last, right before the end of the 20 to 30 minutes were up. Joyce and Murray were talking, and boom, they were talking about Hopper, who they probably assume isn't alive, but maybe he is. And boom, we see Hopper, of course. We know already is very much, in fact, alive. We see him climbing a ladder up, you know, into that station, that lab that was under the mall, the secret lair. And there are a bunch of soldiers there. They're like, what do you think you're doing here? Boom, knock him in the head with a rifle. And he is out for the count. We cut right over to him being tortured. Now, I'm wondering, is he being tortured in the lab? Did they bring him to Russia yet? I do not know exactly. But he's getting interrogated. He's hanging there from his wrist. Looks very uncomfortable. They're like, who do you work for? He says, I don't work for anybody. I don't work for nothing. Nobody. They're like, who is this woman? He goes, well, why don't you tell me? They show a picture of Joyce. She goes, she's wearing a Russian uniform. Why don't you tell me? No, they could say, well, Hopper, you're wearing a Russian uniform too. But they didn't say that. They're like, get the elephant. And I'm expecting this giant guy to come in and be like, hello, I'm the elephant, but I have a Russian accent and I'm here to, torture you. Instead, they get this creepy rubber gas mask that goes right over his head, right over his face. But he has eye holes so they can at least see him or he can see them. And it's got this long hose coming out of it that reminds me, and I think I said this originally when I talked about this episode, reminds me of the Great Space Coaster and the giant elephant costume that this guy wore. I won't go into it too much, but look up Great Space Coaster Elephant and you'll see what I mean. Now, I thought maybe they were going to put gas into this thing to choke him out and to torture him, but no, instead they just cut off the air as they're questioning him. They're like, oh, are you going to die for this woman? You know what? And he starts convulsing and he starts freaking out, but you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't give in because he's a friggin' hero. It's very uncomfortable. Thankfully, we leave him. We don't see him anymore for these 10 minutes. We jump over to Rinkomania in California, where Argyle and Jonathan are dropping off Mike, 11, and Will. And Mike, 11's all excited, even though she's, you know, been lying to Mike. Mike's happy and having fun. And Will, you could just see, he's kind of like, yeah, I'm here too. Jonathan's like, we'll be back at 6, all right? Have some fun. He's like, yeah, okay. And you can see Jonathan's like, I wonder if everything's okay with him. You could see he knows something's going on here. So they jump into the rink and we hear, you spin me right around, baby, right around. And this rink. Now, when I was a kid, we didn't have the internet. We had roller rinks. Okay, we had malls too. Like that was also covered in Stranger Things. But I had school parties. I had birthday parties. It was called Roll On America. That was the place that I went to growing up. You'd rent the skates. Some kids later on had those inline skates, the rollerblades that were all the new fad. And they would bring those to the rink. And I was like, these guys are cool. Not me. No. I would just get these brown and orange roller skating, you know, rental shoes. And I'd be out there skating to all the 80s hits. I think we had a Halloween party there once. I don't know if I wore my werewolf mask or not, but this rink just brings back so many memories. I mean, there's arcade games, there's snacks, and there's loud music. What else could you possibly want as a kid in the 80s? Besides the mall, the roller rink was the height of entertainment. Maybe Chuck E. Cheese, but you grew out of that. So it was the arcade, the mall, the roller rink. Really think about it. All the places that Stranger Things hits were real touchstones for cool kids like myself in the 1980s, the greatest decade. Obviously, Stranger Things knows it's the greatest, and I agree. So Eleven realizes, oh, geez, you need socks. So Mike goes off to the counter to get some socks. He goes and buys some. Will's like, you can go buy some over there. And Will's like, so how come you forgot about the socks since you come here all the time? Because she was telling Mike, oh, I love it here. I come to parties here all the time. Will's like, what? She's like, I've been to birthday parties. I've been to parties here. He goes, you came to mom's work party. That doesn't count. She's like, I've come here, right? Why don't you tell him the truth? And then Mike comes over and you can see Eleven's a little like uncomfortable. Will's a little like, you know, upset. And Mike's just blissfully ignorant, happy. And just like, hey, look it. I asked for vomit green socks and this is what they gave me. I remember in the book that I just read, The Dustin Experiment, they called California. Mike and Dustin and Lucas might've been there too. They called California and Will and Eleven was on the phone talking about how great things were. And you could see she was sugarcoating things and she's still sugarcoating things. So I liked that in the book, they kind of reference her doing that already early on. So they end up on the rink skating and they're not really good. Even Mike says he feels like Bambi on skates. And I noticed Will's kind of dressed like business casually. He's not dressed like an 80s kid looking to have fun. He's dressed almost nerdy preppy. Maybe he dressed up for Mike. I don't know. Mike looks like he's dressed in every California, cliche that he's seen on television. I realized that's what his outfit reminds me of. He's like, I got to dress California, dude. Eleven and Mike, they start going off and you could just see Will skating behind them, just kind of floating through things. He looks pretty bummed. And I think, you know, I don't know if we realize it then, but he's looking at this kid who we grew up with, who I mean, they never even really quite say it, but they imply it. That obviously has feelings for him, and it's got to be rough being a young guy who has feelings for someone, a young person, any person, having feelings for someone who you're not quite sure you understand, and at the same time, you're almost like, I don't know if it's even possible for those feelings to be reciprocated. And at the same time, seeing him with, you know, someone else where the feelings are reciprocated, there's got to be a fear, like a feeling of jealousy and stuff too. It's got to be rough. And I mean, it's got to be even rougher in the 80s. As much as I talk about the 80s, it wasn't all great. So while the camera, while we're still in the skating rink, the camera pans over and we see a bunch of other kids, you know, enjoying the rink. And in walk Angela and those bullies. They're like, what is going on here? Who is that? Who's that? I think one of the kids calls him a twig. She's like, the snitch has a boyfriend. And they're like, oh, spring break is going to be fun. So, you know, they're going to bully her and they're there and trouble's going to be brewing. But we leave the skating rink for the rest of these 10 minutes.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we jump over to Benny's Burgers where the basketball team is hanging out, but there's also a bunch of police cars there hanging out too. And one of the teammates comes over and sees Lucas looking kind of, well, I mean, Lucas just threw up a bunch, but he's like, hey, you okay? It's probably not a big deal. Probably people just complaining about the noise. And Lucas is like, yeah, I'm okay. But you have to think he knows more about the horrors that have been through Hawkins in the last couple of years than anyone else there. You know, they're all kind of oblivious. They still think people died in a mall fire. And the fact that, you know, something's up, you can't help, all of them can't help but think, you know, is there more to this? Is there something going on? Now, inside Benny's, we have the sheriff and the deputy questioning Jason. They're like, hey, where were you? Like, what are you doing here? It's like, people hang out here. It's like, what's all this beer? He's like, you're going to get me for drinking? I could get you. It is illegal. I could get you. Or what about trespassing? I don't know if Benny's family would like seeing what you do here. And he's like, people have been using this place for years. Okay. He's like, what about Chrissy? He's like, why are you bringing up Chrissy? Does she come here? He's like, no, she didn't come here. Well, it's your girlfriend, right? Where was she last night? She didn't come here. She went home. Really? Did she say anything about buying drugs? Maybe for the party? He's like, never. She would never buy drugs. And what about Eddie Munson? Does she know anything about Eddie? He's like, Eddie Munson, what does he have to do with this? What does Chrissy have to do with any of this? It's like, did he hurt her? Next thing we see is him walking out of Benny's Burgers, like all in a huff. The guys are calling after him. He just goes into the woods, grabs his head, and like he falls to his knees, and he's like, ah, and he's screaming. And he obviously knows now. He knows what's going on with Chrissy. The rest of the team isn't filled in yet. But we leave him. We cut over. Thank God we're not with them anymore. We go with Dustin and Max. They're showing up at the video store. And again, as I've said many times, I love it when the groups start coming together. So now we have Max and Dustin. They now bring in Robin and Steve. Dustin jumps right over the counter and gets on the computer to look up Eddie's friends. Steve's like, oh, you mean Eddie, the guy who you think is cool? And cooler than me because he plays your game. It's like, I never said that. But they're looking, and Robin's like, can you really do this any other day? You know, Saturday's a busy day. And Dustin's like, this can't wait. Max, can you fill them in? As he's going through the computer looking for Eddie's friends' phone numbers to try to track down. They're like, how many phones are in here? They're going to start making phone calls to try to track down Eddie Munson. And I remember I worked in a video store for a couple of years when I was in high school. And I mean, in a small town like Hawkins, you'd think everybody in that town probably has a membership to this video store. There were only so many video stores in my town. I think there were two on my side of town. One was like, we called it the Valley. One was in the Valley. And I worked there 2 years later when the manager from this video store closed. He opened up one and he took over the one in the Valley. I worked there kind of while I was looking for jobs. And then I found a job and I'm still in that job today. So yeah, it was like the beginning of DVDs, I think, when that video store opened. But anyway, we had a ton of people in the computer. In fact, my wife came in one day before we were even dating. She came in with her friend and I was like, yeah, I have a copy of The Bodyguard. Here you go. And I think she was like, I'm going to marry that boy someday. She didn't say it with that voice. But, you know, I'm pretty sure that's the day that I sealed the deal. Before we were even dating, I was like, yep, maybe I should just propose now. But anyway, they're looking up numbers. And Dustin says to Max, do you want to fill them in? And Max looks at them longingly. And then we cut away. Now, in TV, obviously now she's filling them in with the story. But in TV world, we know the story. We don't need to see her retell it. So they always do this kind of thing where they, you know, they're like, wait, do you hear what's going on here? And they turn to a character and the character just looks, waits a few seconds, boom, then they jump away. And in the off camera, they're getting the story told. And when we do jump away, we jump over to Nancy Wheeler and Fred as they are heading their way to the scene of the crime, to the trailer park. I don't care if Nancy works for a school paper. She's going to get in the goddamn Wheeler's station wagon. And she's going to get to the bottom of this story. So her and Fred are heading over. And Fred's like, so what's the game plan here? How are we doing this? Like, what, are we going to split up? She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, when you and Jonathan worked for the Hawkins Gazette, like, how did you guys do it? She goes, first of all, you're not Jonathan. He's like, oh, clearly I'm not because I'm still here. I was like, ooh, Fred's got a little moxie. And she's like, okay, fine. You could see she's upset that he's not there. But, you know, and she's like, he's been distant. Something's going on with him. But she doesn't talk about it too much, but she does admit it. And so then they pull up to the trailer park and she's like, all right, now let me do the talking. And he's like, okay, you know, I, you know, will do. And so they head up to the trailer park. And there's a cop there stationed. Now, this is a police officer we've never seen before. So they get to the, they drive up to him. He stops them so they don't go in without talking to him. And Nancy rolls down her window and, oh, I'm sorry. That's ball game. That's it. You've waited 2 months and you're going to have to wait a little more to see what happens here because that's the end of minute 30, the end of the third 10 minutes of Vecna's curse. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what happens right after this. I'm pretty sure we learn a little more about Fred. I know we definitely see more Fred in this episode. Definitely. But that's in the future. Hopefully not 2 months from now. I'll hopefully get back to this soon. But yeah, I think this was a good episode. So the good 10 minutes. I have a little summary here. So we have Hopper gets caught. He gets tortured, asked about Joyce, gets the elephant strapped to his head. He does not give in. Rinkomania, Eleven's lying, Will's uncomfortable, and Mike's just happily oblivious. Then, of course, the bullies show up. Wonderful arcade, wonderful music, wonderful snacks. The cops question Jason. He knows something's up now between her and Eddie, they wish he was found. He freaks out, runs into the woods screaming. Max and Dustin rope Robin and Steve in, and they start looking up for, they're trying to find Eddie, trying to find him, and they're using video store phone numbers, membership phone numbers, to try to track down any of his friends and see if they can find Eddie. And the last part of this episode is Nancy and Fred show up at the trailer park, and Nancy confides that she has been annoyed with Jonathan and annoyed that he's not there. And that's it. That is the next 10 minutes of Vecna's Curse. So listen, I want to tell you a few things. Number one, you can find me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram, Threads. Yeah, that's, I don't even do Mastodon anymore. I barely do Threads. Geek mentality. You know where to find me. Second of all, I think I'm changing the TikTok. I'm pretty sure you might, if it hasn't happened yet. Now, if you already subscribed to my TikTok, it shouldn't make a difference. But I'm going to be changing TikTok to Geek Mentality Mike. Somebody took Geek Mentality, which is ridiculous. But it's going to be Geek Mentality Mike. And I'm going to make it more of a general kind of TikTok that I can do all different shows. But I'm still going to, of course, be talking about Stranger Things, my Stranger Friends. Then watch me not do it. Watch it not even happen. I don't even change it. And there is a blue sky for Stranger Danger. It's Stranger Danger Pod. I haven't done much there, but it is something that is available. So that's it. I'm done. Go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com to find this episode and every episode of Stranger Danger. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, you, me, and all the viewers of Stranger Things are the reason that Stranger Things can last forever.
Fans, not experts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.